consequences. I don't know anything about the potential solutions. So for them, it's really just basic awareness that they need to be engaged on. Two last groups. One is what we call the doubtful. It's about 13% of the public. These are people who say, well, I don't think it's happening, but if it is, it's natural. Nothing humans had anything to do with, and therefore nothing we can do anything about. So they don't pay that much attention, but they're predisposed to say, not a problem. And then last but not least, 8% of Americans are what we call the dismissive. And these are people who are firmly convinced it's not happening, it's not human caused, it's not a serious problem, and many are what we would lovingly call conspiracy theorists. They say it's a hoax. It's scientists making up data, it's a UN plot to take away American sovereignty, and so on. Now that's only 8%, but there are very well-mobilized, organized, and loud 8%, and they've tended to dominate the public square. Okay, so here you have these six totally different audiences that need completely different types of information and engagement to deal with this issue. So one of the first tasks, I mean, you know this as a communicator as well as I do, one of the first rules of effective communication is know thy audience.